Please sit. I'm going to light this candle on this table as a reminder that when God raised Jesus from the death, he defeated death and the power of death. And his light shines in the midst of the darkness of our world. And as we remember Roger, and as we remember others who in recent years have passed from us, there's something about the light that they brought into the world that is passed to us, and we keep the light alive as we remember these people.
May the light of Christ, rising in glory, banish all darkness from our hearts and lives. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have defeated death and set your people free. You are the Savior of the world.
When you came into church, you were handed a piece of paper or a card and a pen. And it seemed appropriate that we take this opportunity just to say farewell to Roger, perhaps to offer a prayer, and you might want to write that on the card. Or if you'd rather not write something, but just simply in some other way, offer a gesture of remembrance, and particularly remember that the light that Roger shone amongst us is now ours to carry on as we shine as a light in this community and in our world. So you may just want to either bring that card and place it on the table, or you might want to come and just take one of these little candles and light it and place it on the table. Like that. Or maybe you just prefer to sit quietly as we go through these moments of recognition of the light of the world in Christ that is shining in each of our hearts and can perhaps even burn brighter as we take on the mantle that Roger was for us. So in one sense, this is a farewell, but as we have lit the candle and added these candles to the table, we see how in one man's death, the light is multiplied. And of course, that's a reminder of the truth of our faith that is in the death of Christ, that a light has been lit in this world that cannot be put out. The light has come into the world and the darkness cannot consume it. So while we meet in sadness and express our grief, we also recognize the hope that is ours in the fact that Christ is the light of the world. He has conquered the power of death, and we live on to continue to spread that light. We're going to sing again.